In general, my rule is if I don't have time to record one of these, I don't record it, and then that's fine. But recently, my buddy Andy has been complaining when I don't release Your Daily Lex. He's like, is it your every other day Lex now? And I'm here to tell you it is until my app is out. Not officially. You know, I'll do the Your Daily Lexes whenever I can. But I would have missed 2 days in a row, 2 days in a row, had I not recorded this right now. And here's why it matters. Andy is coming to my house tonight. So, you know, I had to do this. So here's an obligatory episode for Andy.
Your Daily Lex.
You know, I work for myself, as you know well, and I try to make my Fridays as a little more relaxed than compared to other days, and it very often doesn't work out. I think, and this is just a working theory with no real evidence to support it, but I think that people are like, oh, it's Friday. We should book all of our consulting time for Friday because, you know, that's our chiller day or something. I don't know. My day was jam-packed. So it's 6 p.m. as I record these words. You're welcome. I'm just going to tell you one quick story about when we toured Brandeis, we being Ani and I. I'm really debating if I want to say we being Ani and me. I do. I'm going to go with we being Ani and me. But when Ani and I toured Brandeis, when Lauren and I went to Brandeis, there were Shapiro buildings all over the place. Carl and Ruth Shapiro, Brandeis alumni who were bajillionaires and donated a bunch of money to campus. They've donated much more money in the time since I went there. And so there are many, many buildings donated by those two. And they have to use other names to differentiate them on campus because it's the Shapiro Dorm and the Shapiro Theater and the Shapiro Student Center and the Shapiro Science Building, whatever. But they're all the Carl and Ruth Shapiro this and the Carl and Ruth Shapiro that. And then, again, the tour guy was telling us, well, we call this one just the Student Center. We call this one by its acronym because you can't call all the buildings Shapiro or it doesn't mean anything. But we saw one theater where it was like, here's the Carl J. Shapiro Theater and Box Office. And I was like, was he mad at Ruth that day? Every single building is named the Carl and Ruth or the Carl J and Ruth Shapiro thing. And there's this one box office that was labeled just the Carl Shapiro thing. So I like to think you're having a big fight. And you're like, you know what, Ruth, your name's not going on the box office. I mean, they're both dead now, so I'm free to make this comment. Anyway, that's it. I hope you're happy, Andy, and all of you, dear listeners. Lex Games beta for the app, the iOS app, coming for people who are paying members next week. That's a Lex Friedman promise. Specifically, a promise from Friedman, comma.
Lex.